In this video, we'll be trying a $10 steak from Walmart, a $10,000 steak from Japan, and everything in between. But we're starting here at the dollar store where we're gonna try to find our $1 steak.
Where is the steak section here?
We found the frozen section. Could be back here.
That is meatloaf.
Oh, here they are. Ribeye steak. We are literally in a dollar store right now and we have a ribeye steak. Oh, that does not look good. The key now is to look through all the different steaks and see if I can find the best looking one.
I need to get a bang for my buck.
This steak right here is actually extremely well marbled.
125, we'll count that as a dollar.
One thing that I noticed with this steak on the way home is that it's apparently mechanically tenderized, which I have never before seen on a steak. It also says it's rubbed with seasoning, but I don't really trust that either. And yet another red flag is the fact that this steak doesn't expire for an entire year, which is either not true or disgusting. And either way, I'm a little concerned. This steak peels and opens up sort of like a string cheese. And right away, I can tell this is absolutely disgusting. The steak is not at all intact, and I can see the individual parts of the ribeye all split apart. That could have something to do with that intense mechanical tenderization process. But what I will say is, I'm not surprised this only costs a dollar. The only bonus I can see right now is that it's actually extraordinarily tender. This thing smells absolutely terrible. To cook it up, our first step will be to pat it dry on both sides. Oh my God, it's falling. Given that we've only spent a dollar on this steak, I can't wait to see what it looks like when we spend $10,000 on a steak. And I'll season it up with just a touch of salt and a bit of fresh cracked pepper, then flip and do the same thing on the other side. To cook our steak, I'll start in a pan with just a bit of oil. And because our steak is already falling apart, I'm gonna use a spatula to put this in the pan. How on earth are you allowed to sell this as a ribeye? Once our oil begins to shimmer, in we go. The difficult part about cooking a steak like this is that you have such a short window of time to be able to get a crust on either side without overcooking the steak. Even though I still don't think I have that perfect crust, I have to flip. I will say that we got a little bit of a crust on some of the edges of the steak, but what I'm most excited about is the fact that the steak actually smells pretty good now. That weird smell is totally gone. Now that our steak is cooked, there's one last thing to do. It's about as overcooked as I expected it to be, although I would never want to eat a steak like this anything under medium. At this point, it's going to be all about the flavor. You know what? Not bad. Against all odds, our $1 steak might be some of the best bang for your buck I've ever had. But I am a little nervous to eat the rest of this, so let's go find a $10 steak. We'll be cooking our $10 steak inside a Walmart. Cooking in Walmart is a little bit frowned upon, so I'm gonna need to make this as fast as I possibly can. How are you? First, we need our steak. Now, the key here is finding a steak that's as close to $10 as possible. $23 for all the ribeyes. T-bone also looks great, but $16.60. That's out of my budget. There must be a steak in here somewhere that's $10. New York strip, $14, $12.80. Huh? $9.99. This is our steak. Now the only thing left, seasonings. All right. I think I just passed it. I have some very exciting news. Osmo is gonna be in Walmart for a limited time. So go make sure you grab some before it's gone. Given we're at Walmart and there are shoppers running all around, I have to cook this steak as fast as possible before I get kicked out. The good thing is I've come prepared. I'll start by slicing open my $10 steak, which I must say is a fantastic looking New York strip. Despite the fact that I've only paid $10 for it, the marbling on here is incredible. And you know what's gonna make it even better?
Osmo, the best salt in the game.
To get that nice smoky flavor, I'm gonna use the hickory blend. I'll coat my steak generously, making sure to hit every nook and cranny, and of course, not forgetting about the sides. When I talk about getting proper seasoning, this right here is what I mean. I'll finish it off with some fresh cracked pepper, once again, making sure to hit every single part of our $10 steak. And it's time to cook. I'll start by generously covering my cast iron pan with some oil. Oh, you get a turkey? Go for it.
Thank you.
It's always a tough choice, isn't it?
I'm trying to find the biggest one I can. So far, I got 15 pounds.
Oh, they're all almost just dead on 15, huh?
Yeah. Ooh, this one's 15 and a half.
All right.
Thank you.
Of course. Once that oil's gotten nice and aromatic, in goes our steak. The thing I'm getting a bit nervous about now is how much smoke we're producing. I really don't want to set off the fire alarms in Walmart. But so far, there have been a good number of employees who have walked right by and they haven't said a word to me about this. I'm definitely starting to get a nice crust. It's not quite as even as I want it to be, but we're getting there. You might have to cut me some slack here because this is my first time cooking a full steak in a Walmart.
What are you doing? I mean, you're putting out a commercial?
No, I'm just gonna cook a steak in here until someone kicks me out. At this point, I've gotten a beautiful crust on the first side, so I'll flip it over and try to get the same on the other. The biggest challenge with cooking a steak right out of the refrigerator like this is the fact that I didn't have time to let it come to room temperature. So I am a bit nervous that it could get overcooked on the outsides and not get all the way warm and pink on the inside. But I guess we'll find out in just a minute. At this point, I'm feeling pretty good, so it's time to let our steak take a nice little nap. You want to go through? You can go.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's totally fine. Thank you.
Before I cut into my steak, I want to remind you to go to your local Walmart and grab some Osmo before it's gone. If you've already tried it, you know how great it is, and if you haven't, I guarantee you're gonna love it. We're selling our 3-pack bundle with a flaky white, a roasted garlic, and an exclusive to Walmart hickory blend that I have to say is one of my favorite salts we've ever made. But again, there are only a few of these per store, so go and get some before they're gone. And I'll also be visiting a lot of stores, signing some boxes, so I might even see you there. Now it's time for the moment of truth. Here we go, our first ever Walmart steak. Ooh, my God. Not only is this perfect medium rare, but I think this might just be better than some of the steaks I cook at home in my own kitchen. It's incredibly juicy, it's got a beautiful crust.
What are you doing?
What's that?
What are you doing?
Just finished cooking a steak.
We're allowed to cook steaks here?
Would you like a piece?
Please.
Yeah? Okay. It's got hickory salt on there, a little bit of pepper, pretty simple. Let's see.
That's really good.
You like it?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
So I'm getting kicked out, I assume, right? What's the rating?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 for our $10 steak?
You will pay more than $10 for it.
This tastes like an $100 steak.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, let's go get our $100 steak. For our $100 steaks, I've hired a few hibachi chefs to do a hibachi party with a few subscribers. What are your names?
Chef Soy Sauce. So, yum, yum.
Each of these steaks is a $100 A5 Wagyu filet mignon, and each subscriber will be getting their own. You guys like hibachi?
Oh, hibachi.
So who's tried Wagyu before?
Never tried it.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Wow.
New experience.
Big day for all of you. I probably had 250 pounds of Wagyu in my life.
Oh my goodness.
Here we go. Hey.
Nice.
Oh boy. There we go.
Okay.
Let's go. Oh, wow. Got you
your mouse?
Oh.
All right, let's do it.
Ready? Yep.
All right.
Oh. Oh, almost. Oh! We have to redeem ourselves.
I know.
Hey, one person sitting right next to me. You should spin the egg.
Okay.
Spin the egg. Get the batter. Oh, it's toast.
Oh!
All right.
You can try one.
Ready?
Okay. Put it right on over.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Oh! I think I got a little too excited about it.
There you go.
Oh! Let's go! Oh!
My heart's beating really fast.
Nice. Oh! We're gonna hold it.
Nice. Good job. Okay, no, that was great. Yep.
Yeah. Nice!
Did I break it?
No!
I think we can all get this one.
Oh!
Try again.
Oh!
You'll get it.
Oh!
All right, let's see.
Oh! Let's go, baby. Oh! What's up, baby? Yes, chef. It's all because of you.
Wow. It looks insane.
My life is gonna change.
Thank you very much. This honestly is like the best looking steak I've ever seen in my life.
Would you like to start us out?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Oh my goodness. That's so soft.
That's crazy.
Is it really?
That is so tender.
It's literally like butter in your mouth.
Yeah, it just kind of falls apart.
This is so good.
Chef Soy Sauce.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Do you think you can make better fried rice than Uncle Roger?
Ooh.
I could make like maybe any count. 10 to 15 different flavor fried rice.
You hear that, Uncle Roger? And he doesn't even need MSG.
This $100 steak is incredible.
You know, guys, I just realized I'm actually late for a $1,000 steak, so I gotta take off. Will you guys split my plate?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, see you.
I tried to think about who would sell a $1,000 steak, and it turns out there's only one man for the job, Salt Bae.
Salt Bae was once my enemy, but now we're friends. Not to brag, but he even follows me on Instagram. And now I'm back to try another one of his steaks.
Could I please do the golden tomahawk?
Great choice, yeah.
1,000 big ones. I'm trying to build my spice tolerance, so why don't we do some grilled jalapenos?
Of course.
Thank you. They actually let us sneak into the kitchen to watch some of the behind the scenes. I gotta say, they know what they're doing back there, but we'll see how the steak comes out. I gotta get one of these shirts while I eat, you know?
Yes, we get your size.
Wow. That's a big one. Oh my. Can't even see any of the food.
Ready?
Yeah, I think so. Here we go. Oh yeah. I can already tell it's perfectly cooked.
Oh,
hey. There we go. Thank you, everybody.
When you initially look at the price tag of a steak like this, you might think it sounds crazy, but did you see that experience we just got? Not to mention the entire thing is coated in edible gold. This looks to be a perfect medium to medium rare. But as always, how does it taste? Oh my God. This steak is crazy tender. It is really that tender that you can cut it with a spoon. This right here costs more than all three steaks we've had earlier in this video, but I think it just might be worth it. As promised, I am still trying to build my spice tolerance, so.
That is the spiciest jalapeno I've ever had. Oh my God. I need milk. Oh my God.
The steak is crazy good though.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for the shirt.
Of course.
After a bit of tax, we're just over $1,000. Worth it. Let's go try a $10,000 steak.
For our $10,000 steak, I've brought in my friend, Chef James Kent, who has 3 Michelin stars and is gonna be helping us make the best dish I think I'll ever taste today.
That's what I like to hear. When you reach out to me, like, what do you wanna cook? I'm like, this is the dish I wanna cook.
This is it.
I was lost in Long Island and we were really hungry.
Okay.
And we went to a steakhouse and we had a steak Oscar. And it's a tenderloin with hollandaise, warm crab, and it was fucking delicious.
So we have the $7,500 bone-in A5 Wagyu ribeye, the $750 live king crab, and a $500 tin of caviar. So you have all the best ingredients in the world in front of you. Can you tell me if you need me to be your sous chef?
I think first thing we have to cook this. So we're gonna boil it in the back. It takes like a good 7-8 minutes. So this guy right here.
So next up, the meat.
So this is the shoulder side. This is like the more rib end side. This is the loin that runs through. And this is the cap that is really the best piece of meat. This is such a serious steak.
And it cuts almost like a stick of butter.
You feel the fat in your hands.
It's like jamon ibérico, it just melts the second you touch it.
Wagyu is not something you could really eat a lot of.
10 of you watching could split this one piece and be very happy, maybe 20 plus.
This is gonna be just such a delicious piece of meat. We should probably cut it one more time.
Okay.
Uh-oh,
timer. Crab?
Let's go, Chef. Let's go.
Look at that.
Dunk him right in there. So while that crab rests, we're gonna trim this down just a little bit more because we need to get this cooking.
So the way that I would do this, you know, like this hunk of fat goes away. Like,
yep.
You could use this if you want to like render it and brush on top of it.
Yep.
Like you use this stuff.
Every new piece you cut, you get this sort of new marbling when you get such a big piece of Wagyu like this. It's like a little art piece inside of every slice that you're making. You're going for the heart of this whole thing to get the best piece you can, right?
Yeah.
This is the funniest thing to me today, that these are our scraps.
Yeah, these are the scraps. Goes in the bin. This is the one though, right there.
That's the one. This is the holy grail of the cow.
This is the money. So with this, you don't want to do too much. Like literally just salt, not even black pepper.
Grill time. Oh baby, that looks good. We should talk about the smell of this thing right here for a second, how incredible this piece of meat smells. Oh my God. I mean, that just looks crazy.
See, so like the flare up is fat burning. So you saw all that fat that was in the beef. That is rendering and that is like spilling out into the flame.
So that steak is cooking in the oven. We're gonna let that finish while we
break down the king crab.
So at this point it should be cooled off, right?
Yeah. So it's ice cold.
Woo. Oh boy, look at that.
All that you eat are the legs.
Yep.
This is all trash. Like you wouldn't eat this stuff. You can eat anything, man. You know, think of if you were like naked and afraid and like lost in the woods. Like
we've all been there, right? I haven't usually been naked and afraid with a king crab though.
That is fair too.
It's crazy to me that this video started out with a $1 steak from the dollar store, and just wait till you see what the final dish is gonna look like from what he's doing right now.
I'm excited, man, I'm hungry. So there's a little feather bone that runs through the length of this that you need to be careful to take out. And this is a lot of money, so you don't wanna damage any of the meat. And the way that I think about it too, when like my cooks mess up a piece of fish, man, that fish gave its life for us to eat. Like you have to pay respect to these animals, you know?
Yeah.
So you see that feather bone? So this runs the length of the interior of the leg, and this is not fun to eat.
So you're left with this gorgeous piece.
You let ingredients speak for themselves.
Yeah. See, getting 3 Michelin stars, it's not that hard.
Man,
right?
it's a lot of work.
This is what I always call the moment of truth, and it looks.
Look at that.
Pretty damn perfect, ooh, right? I don't want to hear anybody in the comments telling us this is raw because this is perfection. Okay, onto the plate.
King crab, just to make it look perfect.
Wow. Oh my God. Just some nice whipped hollandaise.
Sturgeon caviar, royal ocetra. And it's a really beautiful pearl. Look at that.
So this is how we put it over the top, right?
Like literally and figuratively. Look at that. Oh, we got chives. This is the little bit of vegetable on the plate. And then you are in business.
So now it's healthy.
Now it's healthy. This right here is the $10,000 steak.
This is a big step up from the $1, $10, $100, $1,000. This one right here is the one.
This is the one.
You got to get the perfect bite, right?
Caviar, the crab. Salute.
Here we go.
Damn.
It's a good dish.
The pure happiness that you get of a bite like that. I don't like swearing ever, but it's f***ing good.
$10,000 dish right there.
Good work.
My pleasure, man. I appreciate it. I think we may be putting this on the menu.